Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast. I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology. We believe there are many paths, often unconventional, to achieve your goals. But we get stuck thinking we have to follow experts and fixed set of rules.
Well, as the leader of the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group with over 200,000 members, I see people are hungry for a fresh approach, not just for weight loss, but to help live their very best life. Season 2 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast will provide lifestyle advice, lots of fun support, and practical tips to help you at home. Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect to be successful. Join us. I found the best time to do all of my writing and all of my work, really, is early in the morning. My brain is fresh, there's no distractions, and I absolutely love the quiet. Nobody bugs me. I can finally get my work done. But there's such a downside. It cuts into my sleep big time. I have to admit, my internal clock is a disaster. I am ready for bed as soon as the sun goes down at night. I go to bed before my dog. My sleep rhythms are all over the place. I have too much on some days, not enough on others, and it all gets worse when I travel.
Oh my goodness, and I can relate to that because most of you know how much I love my sleep because I, you know, naps are my self-care. Sleep is my self-care. That's why I'm totally in love with this topic today. But I've gotten older. I've noticed my sleeping habits have changed. Like, I can't sleep as easily, and I don't sleep in anymore. Like, on weekends, I used to just start sleeping in. Can't do it. I mean, I'm up at like 5 or 6 a.m. And so I started to get really frustrated and worried about it. But a couple things I've learned. One is that my hormones affect my sleep. So I've had to make some adjustments based on that. And also just getting older, I'm like, I don't need as much sleep. So I think we all have to know ourselves because we actually do change. And a lot of us are different. Some of us need a ton of sleep. Some of us need a little. And some of us have different reasons why we don't sleep or aren't getting enough sleep. So just like everything we've talked about, you know, we need to like look at ourselves and figure out what we need, what's best for us.
I love that advice. Because getting a sleep is just as important as what we eat, you know, our relationships. Yeah. It's a huge part of our life.
It's huge. In fact, studies show more than several studies have shown that actually lack of sleep, people who are not getting enough sleep gain weight.
Hello.
I know.
That's enough to wake me up. Literally, wake me up. What?
Seriously.
Hello, I'm paying attention now.
No, you're going to gain weight. And also related to that is that you exercise more when you're well rested. So you're going to get fitter as well as not gain weight.
Well, it definitely can be an excuse, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because the flip side of all this.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that we're more productive, our brain functions better. Yeah. But, you know, when you have lack of sleep, it's like you can't pay attention, you're not concentrating, you're not alert, you don't problem solve. I mean, you just become a disaster, really.
Yes. In fact, you know, one study found that there are huge increases in car crashes when you're not getting enough sleep. So, you know, hello, people, you could die.
Well, sadly, I'm still more motivated by the weight loss. I like that first one better.
Yeah. And of course, your health in general is linked to sleep, actually in ways that it's more strongly associated than people think. Like heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure are all aggravated and much worse when you're not getting enough sleep.
And if you're not sleeping, let's be real, you're not having, you know, the best sex drive.
No, you're tired. So your sex drive goes down. If none of those, if food doesn't and gaining weight doesn't
motivate you. I'm still with the weight loss people. Yeah. I'm still paying attention to the weight loss issue.
Nice. So today we're going to explore 7 dirty lazy girl strategies to incorporate better sleep habits in your life. But first, let's take a quick break.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dirty Lazy Keto. Get started losing weight while breaking the rules. As promised, I have spent the last year rewriting and expanding the Dirty Lazy Keto mini guide. The new book is 5 times the size with 100 times the stories. I'm telling you the whole truth from every single thing I ate with all the carb counts looked up and how I changed my behaviors to actually keep the weight off. Links to order, Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started, and details for the free bonus gift are at dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Okay, let's dive in here with our 7 Dirty Lazy Girl strategies that our listeners can try at home to get better sleep. So where do we start, Stephanie?
Well, I know the routine is important, right?
Yes.
Out 1 to 3 hours before bedtime, we should start kind of with better behaviors.
Yeah, there's certain behaviors that you shouldn't do in the couple hours before you go to bed that will make your sleep not as good.
So I do every single one of these. Okay. That could be why I'm having
problems. Like exercise. Do you exercise?
No, I don't do that one.
Okay, well, that one, if you do, you might want to rethink that. Okay. At least 2 hours before, because it gets your, adrenaline and all those other...
That's true.
Yeah, going, and it's hard to sleep. It takes longer to get to sleep. So definitely, but don't quit exercise, because people who exercise early in the day sleep better.
Okay, so it's just a matter of when.
Yes.
Got it.
Just don't do it 2 hours. Another thing you don't want to do right before you go to bed is eat a huge meal.
Okay, so, I got that one down. I don't eat at night.
So okay. That's good. And you can, a light snack is okay.
But you know what I do, though, is I lay in bed and I stare at my phone.
Yeah. That's bad for a lot of
I know I shouldn't do it, but I do.
I know. Reading up on this episode, apparently your devices give up some blue light that's terrible for your sleep.
It's calling my name.
I know.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
It's all been nailed down.
Yeah.
Well, I got your problem, Tamara. It says no naps.
I know. Well, wait. I know, because I panicked when I read that.
Whoa.
You can take a nap. But
okay.
It's suggested, and everybody's different.
Yeah, some of I'm just teasing you.
Right,
by the
way. But
I'm having fun.
Do it before 3 p.m.
Okay.
So if you do it before 3...
Nap cut off.
Yeah, and it's same with the other tip is about no alcohol or caffeine or nicotine.
Well, that's just boring.
I mean, I get
my drink on at night.
Well,
are you telling me that's messing up my sleep? Damn it!
This
is the worst episode ever.
I know, because the glass.
I can't exercise. I can't look at my phone. I can't have a cocktail.
And I get into that. Like, glass of wine does make you feel sleepy, but the problem is it makes you sleep terribly.
Okay.
So it'll help you to get to sleep.
Well, as long as I know what's going to happen going in, then I can't complain.
Yeah. And same with the... And you can have it. Just don't have it early. Just have it earlier.
Have it earlier.
The party has to
I'll
start.
Have it at my lunch date with my husband, like in the last episode.
We're just saying everyone becomes senior citizens and do everything at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That sounds better.
But same with caffeine. Like, some people can have it a little closer to bedtime. This is one of those. And same with alcohol, but you just have to know yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, these are just choices you make.
Yeah.
We're giving our listeners options so
yes.
that if they are trying to improve their sleep and it's a problem, these are things they could take a look at.
Yes.
That's
and
it.
One last thing not to do, I don't want to forget, is, because I forget this all the time, is you got to stop drinking. Even though on every other episode we say drink, not 2 hours before you go to bed, because then you're up peeing all night.
Yeah.
So you want to back up.
We'll be up. No matter what.
I know.
But it
is better. You can go longer if you just cut off the liquids.
Okay.
You know, an hour or two before.
Well, I know creating a relaxing bedtime routine is important.
Yes.
I mean, we really, if we're trying to improve our sleep, you know, being more organized, having a plan.
Yes.
My daughter, I know she set a timer on her watch to go off when it's time for her to start her routine.
Yes.
Because otherwise she'll just keep doing homework.
You'll wait. You should tackle this like anything. It's like a job. You need to plan. You need to prepare. I know people don't think of you just go to bed when you're sleeping. No.
No, you have to kind of set a time.
Yes.
Make a strategy.
Yes. So if you
get ready for the evening.
Yeah.
Because
like I'll say, I'm going to go to bed at 10 o'clock. And of course, it's 9:50.
And then you start your routine.
And then I'm like, it's already 11 o'clock because I've forgotten that I have to lock up. I have to, you know, get my clothes out and... That thing
wash
wasn't washed. Yeah.
And...
So definitely, you know, get a routine going. Give yourself like 30 to 60 minutes to start getting ready for bed. I know that sounds weird.
No, but it does, because you're signifying to your brain it's time to wind down and wrap it up.
Yes. And so the things I would do to wind down was definitely lower the lights. There's a lot of studies that show bright lights at night keep you awake, even like in the hour before. So start lowering all the lights.
Okay.
Lowering the noise.
Get your pajamas.
Yeah. Turn down the volume a little bit. Get your pajamas on. Wash your face and all that.
Kind of helps your brain shut down. Huh?
You might.
I do lay out my workout clothes before I go to bed. That helps me.
Me too.
It just kind of puts my mind at ease. Like, okay, tomorrow's good.
Yes. Yeah.
Got everything else
and
set
I put
up.
My work clothes also.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And my book bag, so I, you know, make sure I have all the my teaching materials all ready to go. And that helps me sleep better because I know it's
you're not worried about what's for tomorrow prepping wise.
Exactly. I'm not going to be panicked looking for my, you know, iPad or whatever. So, and the final thing I would say is incorporate some time to do things that help you relax. And okay. That's different for everybody. Like some people read in bed mm-hmm. and that gets them sleepy. So you could try like a deep breathing or if you have a, some of those relaxation tapes, or I have one that's supposed to, it's like some meditation to help you sleep. That thing puts me to sleep every time, like within 2 minutes.
Clearly. You got your naps going.
Like,
teasing.
I know, but, and it's helpful. Like, yeah. So if you can't.
But having that routine, my son does podcasts at night. So yeah. Just finding what works for you.
What works for you to get you in that, like, sleepy, you know, letting go of things through the day, you know, that time to do that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, next on our list is getting out in the sun during the day.
Yeah.
Because it really does help, Tamara, when you are outside and more active.
Yes.
Outside.
Yes.
That way at nighttime,
yes.
Your brain shuts down.
Yes. And there's a lot of...
I find that to be true.
There's a lot of recent research that shows, I forget the amount they say, it's like 45 minutes is optimal. 30 to 45 minutes. If you get that sun exposure, direct sun is best, but mm-hmm. Some of us live in Alaska or where it's dark or wintry, but you know, but if you get that amount of direct sunlight, you sleep much, much better. If you don't have direct sunlight, you know, you can buy lights.
You can buy the lamp.
Yeah, the lamp. And just make sure you get some of that bright lights. Not before you go to bed.
No.
Because that will make it worse. But during the day.
Like in the daytime. The
morning is the best.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think we need to optimize our bedroom environment.
And how do you do that?
Well, we have a lot of suggestions for that one. One big piece of advice people give is don't use it for anything other than sleeping. And I know that's not practical.
No, that's true. Because, you know, you don't want to be doing your office work in there or like, you know,
if
work,
you
homework or whatever.
Yeah.
Crafts. It really should be a place just for sleeping.
It is, so, theoretically.
If your house is set up for
it. I mean, not all of us. Some of us live in, you know, New York where you only have a bachelor.
Yeah. But if you can.
Yeah.
Keep that room organized just for sleeping.
Yes.
Nice and tidy with a nice good mattress, pillows, sheets.
Invest in yourself. Some nice, pay some money for a good pillow. I'm telling you, it makes.
It does make a difference.
And also the lighting in your room. You want it dark.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot, if you look at around your room at night, there's a ton of little red and green lights from this device and that device. I know people who actually put that black tape over them.
Oh,
yeah.
Good idea.
It's supposed to be, you know, because they're
blanking. I'll do that in hotel rooms. I unplug things like the phone or just hide it in drawers.
Yeah, because they're actually blinking sometimes. And
I don't want to see all those weird lights.
No. If you can have a quiet place too, although I don't know. That's sometimes not possible.
But what I do, because my house is loud with all the snoring people and kids and dogs.
Yes.
So, Tamara, I use a fan, and that also helps keep it cooler. But the white noise for me helps me sleep really well.
That's an excellent
idea. I'll even take it on vacation sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I use earplugs now.
Oh, okay.
Mostly, it's part of my travel bag, because in hotels, you know, it's hard to
really
sleep
loud.
In hotels. And they can get loud. So I now just keep a couple pair. And then when my, you know, if they're snoring, because it's not a consistent thing, but when one of us has a cold, you know, or something, then I bust out the earplugs, because sound is super important.
I do an app on my phone sometimes if I don't have my fan.
Oh.
Like a white noise app.
And they're free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just keep it going all night.
Yeah. And you can get whatever white noise you want. Like if you like Babbling Brooks. Or
traffic.
Or yeah.
All sorts of neat
stuff. And so, and you already said about the temperature.
Yeah, I like it cold.
Yeah.
Myself.
Yeah. I can't have it too cold. Mm. But being hot for sure.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Nope. So I'll leave a hotel.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's my age.
We're traveling this weekend, and I've learned I take a blanket with me because those hotel, for me.
You're so cute.
Well, I know. I now
do. You can ask for the blanket.
I know, but I don't like their blankets because I worry they don't wash
them. So you bring your own. Smart.
I bring my own blanket and my own beautiful, expensive neck pillow.
Check you and out. Because, this is why you are the sleeping expert.
No. Well, because
that's smart.
Well, the last time we, the time before we went on a tournament for a volleyball tournament, I was in so much pain from my neck on that stupid, horrible flat hotel pillow.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm going to bring my pillow, and then while I had it, I grabbed my
blanket. I was teasing you, but now I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Because you take
you're
this,
welcome.
This takes it seriously.
It
this
does.
This takes it to a whole new level.
Well, when you're traveling, you don't want
to. And if you need your sleep, damn it, bring your pillow and your blanket if you need to.
I'm serious. Do it. And if you don't have a good one, buy it.
Says the sleep guru.
Camera. Thank you. Take it from me.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, our next hack or tip or whatever has to do, well, what do you do if you're, so you've done all the things, you know, your room's dark and you didn't drink alcohol or whatever, and you're just laying there not able to sleep, or you wake up and just can't get back to sleep. What do we do?
Well, some people say you should get up and do something else and then come back to bed. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, that's what the experts say. I mean, I say stay, give it a look. Sometimes if I just give it, I'll say, oh, I can't sleep, and then 10 minutes later I'm asleep.
Yeah.
So I give it like 20 minutes.
Okay.
But if you go past 20 minutes, that's too long. So just,
should I be looking at my watch for the 20 minutes?
I would say, you know what? Yeah, just try
mentally
it.
Tell yourself,
yeah.
Okay, give it one more try.
Yeah. And then, and sometimes it really, you do go to sleep. But if you can't, then after 20 minutes.
So it's okay, according to research.
Yes.
To get up and try something else and then
come
back.
In fact, some say you should not be laying too long in your own bedroom, because then you associate your bed with this frustration and this insomnia. So they like go to another room, keep it low lights, like don't blast the lights on in the stereo, but do a quiet, relaxing thing until you feel sleepy again.
Well, what about when you're traveling? I know we mentioned a little bit of that earlier with your pillow and your your whole bag of sleeping gear.
Well, a lot of
but
this,
are there any other tips we can use to help us when we're traveling, especially out of time zones?
I know. I was looking at this because I want to travel where, you know, where I'm going into other time zones. One of the advice I read was that if you can, try to get a flight where you land in daylight.
Okay.
So, you know, like those, or if you're going to do a red eye, make sure you end up there when it's daylight. And then the trick is that you stay awake until their nighttime at the place you're going. And then only allow yourself to go. So it'll be tempting to nap. It's like, especially if you did a red eye and you're like totally sleep deprived when you get there. Keep yourself up, and then go to bed at night when it gets dark. And they say your body will better adjust a lot quicker.
For me, when I travel, I tend to just spend a lot of time outside. And for me, that really helps.
Yes.
Just my brain is fooled that it's somehow daytime, even though I've traveled like 12 hours.
Yes. And exercise, too, while you're out and about, because we know it'll help with the stress. But also, again, helping you sleep better at night. So don't neglect your exercise when you travel.
No way.
And, you know, getting the sunshine, too, helps. Like, absorbing that light. And the same thing, once you get back in the hotel or wherever you're staying, do all those tips to make it a good environment. You know, turn out the lights, put
go
your earplugs.
Go through your same routine.
Yes, yes. Stay in a routine where you can, as much as you can, while you're traveling.
Good tips.
Yeah. But I want to just do a quick disclaimer. If you try some of these techniques and you're still an insomniac and you chronically are just sleep deprived, you should probably consult a doctor, because there are some sleep conditions that, you know, require medical treatment, or there may be some medication that can, because we know that can interfere with your sleep as well. So don't be afraid to go to your doctor.
Right. And that you could listen to How to Be a Good Patient or a Bad Patient episode for help with that. Because it's true. I mean, there's a lot of stuff like your thyroid or hormones that can really mess you up. So speak up and ask for help.
Yes. And even if it's anxiety and you know that's keeping you up. And
there's time for that too.
Yes. There's medication or there's therapy.
You know, I just have to tell you, I was listening to an interview with Oprah, because Oprah, we know you're listening.
Oprah, call us.
Oprah. And I don't know. It just made me laugh. She was talking about when she travels, she takes her dog's Xanax. Oprah said that on an interview.
I love that.
She said she calls it Luke's pills. Her dog.
Because she could call the doctor and get her
I know, but girlfriend is taking her dog's medicine. So don't do that.
No.
Okay, listeners, please don't take your dog's medicine like Oprah. Go to the doctor and get help if you need it.
And, you know, they
Or try Tamara's patented sleeping technique. But that made me laugh. Yeah. I mean, clearly we are all struggling. Yeah. If Oprah is struggling, we all struggle.
And so, by the way, that brings up the issue of sleep medications. Should you take over-the-counter ones? We're not going to recommend those. I would say go through your doctor before you
Work with your doctor.
Yeah.
And try Tamara's tips.
Yes. But if you need it, don't feel bad. Extra help.
Part of life.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay to ask for help.
So let's take our final break, Stephanie, before we give our fabulous hacks.
We got some hacks coming. Well, the pre-order bonus gift is back. To help our listeners, to remind you what to eat on Dirty Lazy Keto, I'm going to be offering a free color fridge magnet of the Dirty Lazy Keto food pyramid. And listeners at pre-order, the Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking the Rules, How I Lost 140 Pounds, will receive a food magnet for free. Links to order and details for the free gift are available at dirtylazyketo.com/book.
Awesome. Okay, Stephanie, what's your hack?
Okay, this is my hack.
Okay.
I think there's a cost benefit to being getting rid of our sleep or to getting rid of our not having a good night's sleep.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is sometimes it's okay to sacrifice the sleep.
Right.
I was thinking about like when I had both of my kids.
Yeah.
I knew going in having a baby was going to totally mess me up.
Yes.
And that was okay with me.
Yeah.
I knew that was a decision that was going to be worthwhile.
You're going to be up half the night
for
the first 6 months of
the Same thing with maybe final exams at college or right now I've been writing books and it's really cutting into my sleep, but for me it's worth it.
Yeah.
So I am willing to make that sacrifice and not feel bad about myself.
Yeah. And exactly. Don't beat yourself up. And there are going to be times when your sleep isn't going to be perfect.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I want to work on being a perfect person in life and being balanced, but not at the expense of not going after some of the things I wanted, like having kids or, you know, getting my master's degree or finishing my books.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And it's everything. Like, it's balance. What are you going to say?
Even if it's not balance. My hack is that it's okay to not be in balance. Like, when I went to Europe, I didn't sleep for like 18 hours. That was worth it to me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to not go.
Right.
Because of trying to be perfect with sleep.
Exactly.
So I just want our listeners to feel like it's okay if you're sacrificing this area for a bigger goal, maybe for a temporary amount of time. I think that's fine.
I think it's great too.
Yeah.
My hack is a little bit practical, which is don't sleep with kids or pets. Now, obviously if you're breastfeeding or, you know, your kids are tiny, sometimes you can't avoid it. They're having scary nightmares or whatever. Okay. But if you can't avoid it, don't sleep with your kids or pets because you would be shocked at how much they interrupt your sleep. And let's face it, you and I both know kids and dogs are bed hogs, total bed hogs, and can ruin your sleep.
What about husbands? Can we kick them out? No, I'm just kidding.
You know, some people do. You know what? If that's what you need to do, then you do what you got to do. No judgment on my part.
No judgment, people. Well, obviously the bigger message here is that living a healthier life, it's not just dieting, even though that does get our attention. Getting good sleep, it is one of the most impactful things you can do. It restores a lot of quality in your life, and it'll make you feel really good about yourself. You might even find lowered blood pressure, just better health overall, less getting sick, and just leading a better, healthier life. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
And don't forget to visit dirtylazyketo.com where you can join the conversation and gain access to all kinds of free content to help you on your dirty lazy journey.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider supporting us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Be sure to stay tuned for our next Dirty Lazy Girl podcast where we give you even more tips and support.
You don't have to be perfect to be successful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.